Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 27, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter February 27, 2021. All new forms of the coronavirus are urging humanity toward a new social order, which Balhaas Sulam described in the article A Last Generation. Each one works to the degree necessary for society, learning the practice of universal unity, and practicing universal unity, either through awareness or suffering. The end of the prophecy of Balhaas Ulam. Balhaas Ulam, the prophecy of Balhaas Ulam. Afterwards, the Lord spoke unto me with a vista, saying, Lay down on your right hand side. And I laid down on the ground. And he said unto me, What do you see? And I said, I see many peoples and nations, rising and falling, and their faces are deformed humans. And the Lord said unto me, If you can grant form to all these nations and blow into them the spirit of life, then I shall bring you to the land that I have sworn unto your fathers, to give unto you, and all my goals will have been fulfilled by you. The fact is that we are simply making the translation easier so that people would really understand the idea of correction. But in general, of course, the strength of Balhaas Ulam lives in his works. It is through his connection with the Creator, with the upper force, and through his commentaries on the Zohar and all other works that we can approach the completion of this goal. Everything that practically corrects us is that double-edged sword that he received from the Creator and with which we raise ourselves, correct ourselves, and shift from our egoistic attitude to the world to love and bestowal. Question: What does it mean a face of man? Answer: A face of a man means similar to the Creator because man-Adam comes from the word similar dome to the Creator. That is, the Creator says to Balhaas Ulam, Make people become similar to me. That is why I give you the sword. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 5. Egoism is the basis of matter. Question: There are people whose egoism constantly grows. There are those who don't need anything at all and are quite satisfied lying on the sofa watching TV all day. What is the egoism that grows and where is it? Answer: The ego is the desire to fill yourself. The ego is not only in each of us, but also in the matter that the still, vegetative, and animate levels are made of. If it weren't for egoism, matter would not exist. Matter feels itself only to the extent that it feels its egoism, to the extent that it feels the desire to enjoy, to sustain itself, and to keep its existence. Where is egoism? The ego is inside matter itself, and it is also its spiritual component. If the ego changes, matter also changes. Egoism is the internal force that sustains matter and forces it to exist, that forces its electrons and its atoms to revolve. We have all studied in school about chemical reactions and we know what the valence of an element is, how they combine with each other according to the free electrons in the outer orbit of the atoms. These states are indicative of our egoism. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah December 15, 2019. Connecting mind and feelings. Question: Before you met your teacher, you studied various sources for several years. Can a book prepare a person for the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer: It depends on the person. There are those who like novelty and they come to us to experience new feelings. However, these are usually not people who stay and become my students. Kabbalah is more for physicists than for poets, even though it speaks of poetry, feelings. Men is a desire. The desire to enjoy. He must know how to control his desire and use it to discover the world. Question: Does it mean that a physicist can become a poet during studying? Answer: Of course. The combination of these two inclinations is mandatory. In principle, Feelings are the most important. But the way to control them correctly, according to the laws of the world and nature, this is Kabbalah. From CabTV's Questions About Kabbalistic Books October 22, 2019.